The University of Alaska's funding isn't settled yet. Governor Bill Walker could still make adjustments with his veto power, and on the other hand, the legislature hasn't passed a capital budget. Rick Caulfield, chancellor of the University of Alaska Southeast, says the capital budget could bring more money.
And so we're waiting not only on the operating side, which is governor's signature, but also on the capital budget.
Caulfield says UAS will lose $400,000 to $600,000 under the current plan.
It's very likely that we're looking at probably an additional six or eight positions going away. Again, we try to do that through attrition, but in a couple of cases, it's been a matter of a layoff.
Attrition is cutting positions by not filling them when someone quits, retires, or gets fired. Last year, he says UAS cut 32 positions. He says this time they'll only lose one faculty person. The cuts also mean fewer resources for things like marketing, advising, and financial aid. This is the fourth budget year in a row that the University of Alaska has taken cuts, and they're adding up.
About 20 to 21% reduction in University of Alaska Southeast general fund dollars. So it's been a real struggle to try to maintain academic quality, even as we're dealing with those kinds of budget cuts.
Caulfield isn't happy about this year's cuts, but he knows it could be worse. Originally, the Senate proposed cutting close to $22 million.
So an element of relief there. Inevitably, we're still having to deal with the cuts. But to the extent that having a budget in hand now minimizes disruption, one of my big concerns is that we want students to know they can still get a quality education at the University of Alaska.
According to a university news release, the budget also sets aside $6 million for a few select areas. Chancellor Caulfield says the money is going toward things like academic research, improving office efficiencies, driving up enrollment, and improving retention. He says the university also wants to increase the number of students pursuing high-demand jobs like nursing and teaching. He says that every dollar put into research tends to bring about $4 in outside investment, and research improves knowledge on issues like climate change and fisheries. To help make up what UAS will lose, Caulfield is looking for more money.
Many people will be familiar with our administrative services and bookstore building, which is the old Hortons Hardware building for those who've been around for a while in Auk Bay. And we put that on the market, and I believe we have a buyer for that building.
The school also recently sold a house previously donated by Alaska's first female attorney general, Grace Scheibel. Scheibel passed away earlier this month. Caulfield says the house sold for about $439,000, and UAS put the money into an academic endowment. Caulfield is also drumming up support from past donors, and he's asking UAS alumni to help out their alma mater.
Just a few days ago, I was in Seattle, and we were visiting with people who've already been generous in providing scholarship support for students at UAS. And we were having, you know, meetings with them and encouraging them to remain engaged.
He says private donations are a modest part of UAS's budget, partly because the school is young and has a smaller pool of potential donors. But Caulfield hopes that one day, those private dollars will help shore up his budget, especially if the cuts continue. In Juneau, I'm Quentin Chandler.